the meat tax would be supported by the public eventually, a report claims, because many people are unaware the meat industry contributes 15% of the world's emissions. This from The Independent. Taxing meat in order to improve public health and tackling climate change would eventually be welcomed by the public, a leading international think tank has claimed. The Chatham House report also says the public misunderstands the link between meat consumption and climate change as people's, quote, understanding of how emissions occur, end quote, tends to not include the impact of the meat industry. Meat production and consumption contributes 15% of the world's emissions, more than cars, trains, planes and ships combined. The amount eaten is also changing. Many individuals in developing nations start supplementing their diet as they become wealthier. Simultaneously, Western nations' consumption of meat is plateauing. The report, jointly researched with the University of Glasgow and released ahead of the world leaders' UN summit in Paris on global warming, suggests taxation may help to curb meat consumption in Western nations if implemented alongside a strong public information campaign. Quote, governments overestimate the risk of public backlash, the report emphasized. The idea that interventions like this are too politically sensitive and too difficult to implement is unjustified, lead author Laura Wellesley told The Guardian. She added any public dissatisfaction would likely be short-lived. Moreover, the gains would eclipse the policy's temporary unpopularity. The report estimates, quote, worldwide adoption of a healthy diet would generate over a quarter of the emission reductions needed by 2050, end quote. The report's results draw on data from 1,000 participants in 12 different countries collected last year. And directly from that Chatham House report from chathamhouse.org. Governments must lead. Governments are the only actors with the necessary resources and capacities to redirect diets in scale towards more sustainable, plant-based sources of protein. Point one, the market is failing. Without government intervention at national and international level, populations are unlikely to reduce their consumption of animal products, and there is insufficient incentive for business to reduce supply. Global overconsumption will bring increasing costs for society and the environment. Point two, publics expect government leadership. Focus groups conducted during the research across four countries with varying political, economic and cultural conditions all demonstrated a general belief that it is the role of government to spearhead efforts to address unsustainable consumption of meat. Government inaction signals to publics that the issue is unimportant or undeserving of concern. Point three. Governments overestimate the risk of public backlash. Soft interventions to raise awareness amongst consumers or nudge them towards more sustainable choices, for example by increasing the availability and prominence of alternative options at the point of sale, are likely to be well received. More interventionist but necessary approaches, such as taxation, do risk public resistance, but focus group respondents thought this would be short-lived, particularly if people understood the policy rationale. To sum up, Chatham House is saying that governments need to intervene more in the supermarkets where you do your shopping to make sure you eat less meat, which means they don't need the farmers to breed the animals, which apparently is going to save the planet. However, what they're talking about are the vegetable sources of protein is soya. Have a look at the effects of soya before you consider that as an alternative source of protein. Because the hormones in soya simulate estrogen. And that's only for girls. So what about us fellas?